Hey guys, I'm Jack.
And I'm Andrew.
I'm Cade.
And I'm Garrett, and welcome to the Adam...
A Bite from Adam's Apple.
A Bite from Adam's Apple. Yep. I don't know what this is called. We're on episode 3.
You should sit a little closer to the mic.
We're on episode 3, I don't know what this is called.
Today we watched Hellraiser Bloodline.
The fourth Hellraiser
movie. The fourth Hellraiser movie.
Out of 9. Because...
This works as a standalone movie. We should point out, first of all, I have no idea how the other movies work.
I can't see anything that would build up to this, or anything that could fall.
I don't know how there's a Hellraiser 4.
This literally spans from, like, the French, like...
It spans 1700s. The span of this movie is about 400 years.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem right.
Yeah, it is.
That seems... Really?
Mm-hmm. You're right. It's probably more like 500.
500. 400 to 500.
It's like... Mid-1700s.
It was a comprehensive guide to world history in that time.
Basically, yeah.
It starred Adam Scott.
That, yes.
Closer to true than in previous episodes.
That is one reason so why we watched it.
We watched The Last Days of Frankie the Fly. He was barely in that. He had 2 minutes. We watched Star Trek First Contact. He was in there for about 20 seconds. Mm-hmm. We didn't count how much Adam Scott was in this, but he was in it for, I would say, about the first half of the movie.
Yeah, first quarter.
Third. Maybe something like that, yeah.
This was definitely probably his first more major role. He was there for a while. About, like...
Had more than 2 lines.
Mm-hmm.
But, he still hasn't found his calling for a comedy. I can say that.
No, not at all.
This is not intentionally a comedic movie, I would say.
Some parts were funny that weren't meant to be funny, and some parts were just... freaking gross.
I'd also like to point out that I watched probably one half of this movie because the other half of my head was in the pillow because
and he was afraid.
Yes, that's probably what made this movie the funniest was watching Gart, like, throw himself onto the ground out of disgust. There were multiple occasions where he either screamed into a pillow or, like, went to the corner of the room. It's very...
So what was a brief synopsis of this movie? Okay. I don't even know if that's possible.
Blood, guts, and gore.
Okay, a guy with pins in his face goes back in time to kill... No.
No, there's no time travel.
No, he's just always living.
I think I understand the timeline. I don't know how, but because there were multiple occasions where we were confused on whether or not parts of the movie were dreams.
Yes.
Because it would have a character waking up immediately after what seemed to be major plot points. But if I understand correctly, there was a guy, a magician, who studied black magic, and he wanted to summon some demons. You know, who doesn't?
Why are you talking about Cheeks?
What?
Cheeky McCheeks?
Yes, Cheeky McCheeks.
Okay.
Who? Am I the only one who's going to say who?
the old guy. Who
the magician.
Adam Scott was working with.
The one with, like, the terrible makeup.
Yeah. He had quite the eccentric cheeks. But he wanted to summon a demon. So, out of all the people, he commissioned a toy maker to make a...
Who is named Toy Maker.
No, his name was Lim Merchant.
Yeah, but they call him Toy Maker just as much as they call him Merchant.
Yes. And so he makes a box that can summon demons without realizing he's made a box that can summon demons. I don't understand how this happened.
Accidentally. Don't you just hate it when you accidentally make a box that can summon demons?
I did that once. The day with that.
You should probably destroy that thing right now.
I don't have enough mirrors.
Okay. So apparently this established a bloodline of toy makers.
He made this, it cursed his bloodline? Right?
Yes. And he gives it to the black magician. He uses it to...
The magician was white.
He gives it to the magician. The magician uses it. He doesn't summon a demon the first time, right? He kind of creates a demon.
He kind of just, like, rips a woman's skin off.
We should point out Adam Scott ripped a woman's skin off.
Yes. Adam Scott was the magician's assistant.
He's like the magician's nephew from the C.S. Lewis novel. Except not.
Except not at all.
But yeah, Adam Scott's first appearance...
The Lion, the Witch, and the Pinhead.
We could go through big titles for all of these.
So, I made a note of this. When Adam Scott first appeared, we were scared he wasn't going to say anything. He seemed like he was a mute for the first, couple of minutes he was on the screen.
True.
But he looked so lost. He looked like he had no idea how he had gotten into that room.
He was basically the reflection of us watching the movie.
As he kept, like, looking around as if he didn't quite understand what was going on. But, you know, they spawn this demon. And then she kills the toy maker. But he had a son who was also a toy maker. And then it instantly cuts to, what was it, like 300 up, years in the future?
1900.
Good
old year, 1996.
Present day.
Where another toy maker has been born, and he's like an artist?
No, he's an architect. He was building that giant building, and his plans were like about that cube.
Of course, because I've always wanted a house that looks like a giant cube.
Well, it was a room, I think. Yes.
So he had built a giant version of this cube, and the demons wanted to use this cube to make a bigger gateway to, you know, to invite their friends.
Bigger cube. And the whole thing is make a bigger cube.
So Pinhead and Pinfoot could finally reunite.
I forgot about the revelation that the toy maker had after he realized his box could summon demons. He decided to make an anti-box, which would destroy demons, but he didn't understand
how... This was the 1700s one, right?
Yes. He didn't understand how to make it. He drew... It really looks like he drew the box and then just kind of drew some squiggly lines in the middle, and then passed that on from generation to generation.
So, like, he knew how... He knew the concept, like, what it needed, but he didn't have the technology, right?
Yes. So, it kept, like... So, there are three generations throughout the movie. 1700s, he makes the plans for the anti-box. 1996... He tries to make the anti-box, but he's missing something. And then there's, like, future is, like, 2100, somewhere, like...
2163, I think.
That was Star Trek.
I'd like to point out that they're
That was 2063. Maybe this was...
Yeah, that was 2063. I'd like to point out that all of these different generations are played by the same actor. And we notice throughout the human timeline, we go from not having much hair and wearing wigs... To having...
Less and less hair.
No. We have a lot of hair in the 90s. He had, like, this crazy hair in the 90s. Oh. Not crazy, but...
I would say probably less than the wig, though.
Yeah, he had less than the wig.
Did he?
Yeah.
That's beside the point.
Okay, and then we go to the 2100s, and he's got no hair. So, the evolution of humans is going to have no hair, by the way.
Nah. The lady little in the future had hair.
Snippet.
But in this future time, he has managed to build the anti-box, which is a giant setup of mirrors, which is actually a space station, which folds inside itself to form a giant cube.
Which is the set they're on the entire time, right?
I don't know. This movie...
Something they had to wait for the sun alignment to reflect off the mirrors.
Yeah.
Here comes the sun. Do-do-do-do. Oh, now we can't release this copyright thing.
I've literally got Billy Joel playing at the beginning of this episode.
Oh, yeah. That is true.
Have we gone through the whole synopsis of it now?
That was essentially it.
Okay, so I'd like to point out my two favorite characters, which for the first time in the movies we've watched have not been Adam Scott. My favorite characters were the buddy cop film. There were two security guards that were played by twins.
And we think they're twins.
No, they were. We looked them up. Okay.
So they're not twins.
So at first they looked really different because like they were slightly different heights and they were like different lighting and so they looked fairly different.
And then I said, "Is that the same actor?"
Yeah. And then they walked next to each other and they stood like the same height. They looked the exact same. They sounded the same. And then we get even closer and they get merged together. They become the same person.
Yeah. Pinhead. They meet Pinhead. And
have we explained who Pinhead is? Merges their faces together.
Have we explained Pinhead?
Pinhead is like
the guy with pins in his head.
There you go.
The main character.
He's kind of devil or something.
The main villain.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. He's some unrelenting force from.
He's a demon from hell.
Yes.
But he's not Satan.
No. Was he trying to get to hell, or is he?
I think he's
in
trying.
Hell?
I don't understand
his motives.
He wants to get all of his friends from hell to earth. I think
he wants to have a giant hell party.
I've heard of heaven on earth, like a song from the 80s, but I haven't heard of.
Pretty sure hell on earth is a thing too.
Hell on earth is a thing. Okay, it's just no one wants it. But so this movie, I felt like at the beginning, it was trying really hard to decide what it wanted to be because it was like.
comedy.
It was like Star Wars, and then it was like Matrix, and then it was like Terminator. And then it went back and forth.
Okay, yeah, what is that robot for? So we see this robot in a room that explodes at the very beginning of the movie when he's messing around with the cube.
Well, Kane had a theory about that.
And then at the end, it explodes again.
Okay, I think he didn't want to be in the direct vicinity of Pinhead whenever he summoned him.
Mm-hmm.
So he built a robot he could interact with gloves, and the robot summoned him. And then he wanted to go set up his machine, but before he could, he was knocked out by the space team was never explained again.
But wasn't... Oh, yeah. Was he controlling the robot, or was the robot just sitting there?
He was controlling the... That's the whole point of the gloves they put on at the beginning. He was controlling the robot.
Because the shots that I saw, it looked like he was just controlling these two little hands on it, and then I just saw a robot sitting in the room that blew up.
Mm.
I was very confused by that.
So, wait, did... Was there, like, a romance going on between him and the lady?
No, you made all that up. You made that up.
Me? I don't think I made that up.
Who, Rimmer?
Yeah, Rimmer.
There was no romance in between.
No, there was.
There's definitely, like, a something.
No, we needed... Meryl Streep had to be there.
Meryl Streep. We never talked about Meryl Streep.
Yeah, we forgot.
Yeah, Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep and Bill Murray were in this movie. Really, really tied it together.
We thought the actress that played Merchant's wife in all of the timelines, except for the last one.
No, it was only Meryl Streep in the present.
I think it was the same actress.
No, it was somebody completely different.
They were very different people. Because their bloodline wasn't cursed.
They just married into the bloodline.
Okay. Well, anyway, the second actress who played the wife of Merchant, Miss Merchant, as I would call her, is Mrs. Merchant, as I would call her.
Well,
I would call her Miss Merchant.
Yeah,
but I would be correctly wrong.
Correctly wrong.
I said that wrong too. Wrongly. I don't know.
Stop.
Anyway,
stop talking, please.
She looked like Meryl Streep.
Yes. We kind of what we were going for.
All right. I think we should move on to the most important part of this movie, which was Adam Scott's appearance.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Buddy cop film?
No.
Okay. Well. We can say with certainty that the buddy cop was our favorite character.
Mm-hmm.
However, this is not a buddy cop podcast. This is about Adam Scott.
Maybe I'll start my own buddy cop podcast.
Some podcast buddy cops.
So Adam Scott played Jacques.
Yeah.
Who was...
Jacques?
Jacques.
Jacques. Hey, Jacques.
Who was... I talked about him earlier. He was the assistant to the magician.
The black guy?
To
the black magician?
Cheeks, the black magician.
Yeah.
Is that what he's written on IMDb?
And he ends up being... Was he also possessed? Or was he just on the demon side?
Who knows, man?
He was a demon.
Yeah, because he was there for 300 whole years.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I forgot about that small...
Yeah, he reappears in the present time.
Yes, and when he reappears in the present, his hair has gotten quite fantastic.
He embraced the culture of the 90s.
He made up
his own culture in the 90s. That haircut.
It was really thin and long on one side. It was kind of, can you think of anyone whose hair looks even remotely similar to what his did?
Ozzy Osbourne.
The Skrillex guy.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
it,
yeah,
it,
that's
it
right.
It was kind of like Skrillex. Just not quite
very
as long.
Very different people.
It kind of cut off a bit.
You know, I'm starting to develop a Adam Scott Pixar theory thing.
That's what I was thinking about that last time. Yeah, it's the same character
all the same,
in all.
Same
yeah,
universe.
Because, Race Car Valet did not listen to Frankie the Fly, and he let his hair grow out.
Oh
my gosh.
Oh, man. Except that technically Hellraiser came before Frankie the Fly.
Hold on. Okay.
Oh, he listened to Frankie and had the haircut already?
No. he did not get killed by...
her.
The lady whose name I now forget.
What was
her name? Alexandria or something?
Alex.
See, he was the demon in...
And then he lasted until 21 whatever when he was in Star Trek.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
We are on to something. All right. I think it's time that we answer a question. Ask a question.
I've got one.
You have one.
So, Adam, what was it like having your heart ripped out of your chest?
I think we forgot to mention that.
We did.
Adam Scott in the present. This may be a kind of
important plot point.
This may be the thing that ruins our theory. Adam was killed in 1996.
No, let's just assume that
he was a demon, so he lasted, we could say.
Maybe.
So he's a demon. Wait, every other movie. In Parks and Rec, he's a demon? He's a demon in Parks and Recreation.
Pixar theory does not apply to their animated shorts, I don't think. Do they?
What?
Animated
shorts. Well, I'm just saying
TV shows don't apply to our
theory.
I think that's right. But whenever he constructed the box to resummon the demons, maybe he spawned Adam Scott as well, and he snuck onto the escape pod with
the ladies.
Merchant and Rimmer.
Yeah.
And escaped to Earth.
Okay. Well, yeah, that was the most gruesome part to me. When he got his heart ripped out?
No. That wasn't the most gruesome.
Well, that's the most gruesome part that I saw.
Yeah. I think that's... Yeah.
Yeah. After that, I kind of gave up on any part that looked like it was going to be gruesome because...
And you didn't see anything.
Because, okay, the slashing in the face, because she slashes up his face with nails, which was... But then she, like, kisses him or something, and he's got a big hole on his face after that, and then she's like... puts her finger in the hole, and I kind of closed my eyes for that, so I didn't really get to see much of that. I'm glad I didn't. And then she pulls the finger out, and she's like, "Are you ready to die?" Something like that. I didn't even listen to the dialogue at this point. I was about to throw up. And then she like punches him in the gut, and I thought it was like, "Oh, Harry Houdini style, like death." And then she keeps going, and it didn't stop. And she like went up into it, and at this point, I was on the ground. And then he ripped the heart out, and that's what all I've heard. That was terrible. Yeah,
I mentioned this while we were watching it, but this film, you know, it's a horror slash action, I think, is what it's listed as. And you know, for being horror, like there was no suspense. They didn't even utilize jump scares. The sound design was awful. It was just like completely a film that where its main goal is just to gross you out. Like, the buddy cops, that was disgusting. Every, like, scene...
Worm cakes.
That was not as disgusting. I could take that.
That was not as bad. Now, if they had started eating the worm cakes, I would have...
I would have been... I don't mind eating... Like, I can watch Fear Factor. But I can't watch Rip Skin Off Factor.
Cannibalism.
I was personally, I like the ripping skin of people better than the worms. That's morbid. I don't like the
should
worms.
Should we be concerned about that, Andrew?
It's not like I like either of them. It's a question of
you just
more
have a
or
preference.
Less. Yes. Okay, let's move on. What was each of our favorite parts about Adam's performance in this movie?
Oh, gosh.
I can tell you mine.
Okay.
It was when he was first, when he first appeared, and he was bringing Angelique into this room. His face was so confused. He was making an O with his mouth. He was squinting at Cheeks, the black magician, and the worms that were on this table. And it tickled me.
Tickled me? Okay.
I think my favorite part was, you know, before he was killed, and he was just being kind of, like, lightly scratched at.
Lightly scratched at? Is that how you put that?
Yeah. I wrote this down. He was making very convincing whimpering sounds. He really sold it. He was like, It really made me feel pain for him.
I felt pain the whole movie. Geez.
Favorite part about this role.
You're totally allowed to say his hair.
Okay, good, because that's kind of what I was thinking. His hair. I mean, it's on par with his hair from Frankie the Fly, although the gum, I think I ended up choosing gum for that one.
Yeah.
But I'll go with hair on this one.
Oh, kind of defined. I'm terrible at these, at finding a certain part. I mean, it was a pretty good knot when he tied the girl's wrist to the chair.
Did you know, he was like tying it with like.
Well, the way he said, "So you don't bruise," that was like
that was nice film.
Cheeky, yeah, yeah. It was nice. He was nice.
He was a nice guy.
It wasn't cheeky. The magician was cheeky.
All right then. Would we recommend this movie?
Nope.
I'll start.
No.
Before we do that, would we put? Where would we put it on our scale of Adam Scott?
3.
Yeah. This was, I think, the worst Adam Scott movie.
You know what? I'm gonna go against the tie a little bit here and say Frankie the Fly
was the best.
No, it was the worst. Frankie was the worst, this, and then Star Trek.
What's your reasoning for that? Just because you want to be different, or do you have, like...
Well, I thought this movie... One, it had a higher budget than Frankie the Fly. This is definitely the case. There's a little bit more production value that went into this. Even if it's not that great, it was a little bit more exciting and not so boring as Frankie the Fly.
I feel like you had less of a story, though.
Yeah.
I didn't hate... It was an interesting... It was a different story. It's not something... It was not that great, but it was
a triumph of the human spirit.
It's not something that I don't know. I don't think I've seen it before.
Oh, yeah. I would definitely go...
I watched it a few minutes ago.
I would definitely go Hellraiser, Frankie the Fly, Star Trek.
I agree with
you.
From
worst to best?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah. I mean, this movie didn't have a whole lot of, like, swearing like Frankie the Fly did. But
except for our swear.
Oh, yeah.
Our swear guy.
The one guy who said 4 of the 5 F-bombs. So. But, I mean, the gruesome skin ripping off kind of, you know, overpowers that. So, this was definitely the worst.
Thank you.
Then Frankie the Fly.
Thank you.
And then Star Trek. I don't know what the heck Andrew is talking about, but... Sorry, Adam.
They're both trash.
We haven't seen, like, any good movies that Adam Scott's been in. I mean,
Star Trek
was good.
I enjoyed Star Trek.
It was pretty good.
Okay. I mean, I'm saying, like, it could still be... We could still see better movies. Star Trek wasn't...
It was not a perfect movie.
He needs to... Whenever he starts, like, doing comedies, that'll be good.
Yeah.
Stop these stupid just...
Come on, Adam. What were you thinking 20 years ago?
What were you doing? Come on, man.
All right. Would we recommend this movie?
Didn't we just say
that?
No. I'll say it again.
Yeah, we pretty much covered
that. That bears repeating.
Andrew checking his notes to see what we should do next.
All right, I think that about wraps it up today. Don't watch the film.
Never. just go
take
on.
Our word.
Skip that one.
If you do watch the film, watch it with subtitles, because it's when the pigeon comes on screen.
Yeah, the dog. I can't think of it.
Chatter.
Anytime the dog was on, the jaw just kind of moved back and forth quite rapidly, and it just started chattering over and over again.
That was probably the creepiest part of the movie. That dog.
No.
Oh my gosh.
False. The buddy cops getting sewn together.
Shut up. You didn't even watch the movie. You just covered your eyes the whole time. So,
I'm not a horror guy.
Yes. Before we end this, I just want to point out that Cade called Adam Scott Adam Squat.
Because he was squatting. Wasn't he squatting at that
point? No, I wasn't making a pun. I just called him Adam Squat. I'm sorry, Adam.
Took your name in vain? Disrespected?
But Garrett did also say he was scared of jump squares.
Okay.
Jump squares.
I think we just had problems with...
pronunciation.
Yes.
So, join us next time after we watch Hellraiser 5.
Yeah, good one.
What is our next
actually,
one?
The next movie... Are we doing TV movies? I don't know.
I think so.
I mean, we should. I don't know if
we'll
be
able to find it. Is it the Boy Meets World one?
No, it's Payback. TV movie. If we can't find it for some reason, or we decide not to, Dinner and Driving is what comes after that.
Oh, that sounds better than Hellraiser.
Yeah, that sounds nice. I think. I mean, the lesser evil is coming up.
Oh no!
So, I think that might actually be the horror movie that he stars in. I don't know. I'll have to do some research. But definitely, Payback or Dinner and Driving. We'll see.
And we talked about, you mentioned if we can find Payback. We still haven't been able to find City Scrapes Los Angeles. I did a very thorough search.
What was that?
Oh, that's right.
Yes. I actually got a virus on my computer as well. I had to get rid of that. But I spent a good half hour to 45 minutes.
Oh, man.
Minutes.
Half hour.
No, that's a lot of going through links. Like, I looked for anywhere to buy it. Stream it, download it.
I already did all that. I found places to stream it, but they asked for my credit card number, so...
I would use uBlock to block the, like, little pop-ups that would pop up so you could go straight to the window.
But tell us what you did. You did download it.
Okay, I found a torrent, and it was a bit shifty, because it wanted my credit card, like you were talking about. But I used my ad blocking software to, like, get rid of the little pop-up that popped up, and I clicked the torrent anyway. And it gave me something called, like, titled Cityscape Skylines. So I was like,
Skylines?
Oh, Los Angeles.
What were you downloading?
No. And so I was like, I did it. This is it. And so I spent the, it probably took like 15 minutes to torrent. And it was not Cityscape Los Angeles. It was 50 MP3s, titled in Russian. I think it was teaching a language. Because I listened to the first one, and it's just a bunch of, like, kind of, like, sounds, like, vowel sounds the first time. But it sounds like it's in Russian, teaching, like, some...
But it's like, an Asian woman.
Yeah, I think it's some... I think it may be in Russian, teaching some Asian language. So if I ever want to learn... Chinese.
Are you sure
I
they
just
weren't
have to learn
summoning
Russian.
Are you sure they weren't summoning Pinhead from your computer?
That could also be a possibility, but that would mean I would have to listen to all 53 in a row, which I wasn't planning on doing.
And make a cube.
Yes.
Kate, are you the toy maker?
Is it your toy line
toy maker?
I hope not.
Alright.
Hellraiser 10!
When did the last Hellraiser come out? Like, is there a chance for another one?
I think they're making one this year, actually.
They are?
I may be wrong about
can
that.
Can we go to the premiere?
But
I've never seen this advertised in theaters.
No. There's a reason it's not advertised in theaters. It's like
so if
less
if
than a home video.
If there's five more movies, and that one came out in 1996, are they releasing these, like, yearly?
Hold on. Hellraiser Hell World was 2005. Hellraisers.
Finally added the S. Oh, like eight.
That one, they don't have a year. They don't have anything.
Okay. Life and Times of Richard Burton, Richard Harris, and Peter O'Toole.
I don't think that's the same series. I don't know. I don't know about Hellraiser 10 coming out. But
all
right. I don't think we're going to see it anyway.
I think we've dragged this on long enough.
Yeah, I'll cut parts of that out. For sure. Thank you for listening, everybody. See ya later.
Alligator.
After a while.